half of them at the private police,
who blocked the way out there without any warning.
What's that?
They blocked the way on the Brent Street without any warning, so we waited and waited until we realised it's the wrong way. There's no signs or anything, sorry. So, I'm not sure what's better. In any case, whoever needs to leave 9 o'clock, I'll understand it. Whoever needs to go at 9 o'clock, I don't take it as a chassid. Hashem, I'll lift the Hanukkah first of all. Maybe the Alta Nisach Habrucha, the Lichtinger Hanukkah. But the Kush and Pesach, a Freilich and Pirim, a Lichtinger Hanukkah. People have changed the day, people call it a Freilich and Pesach. It's not the right terminology. A Lichtinger Hanukkah, a Lichtinger Bala Yidin. I'd like to start something which is rather basic to the Inyan for Hanukkah. It's not always fully understood. I'd like to bring it out in a clearer way. And then Mirchim will go on to the Beshiyosu's Kasha, obviously. Mar Chanukah, the Aleph. The Gemara Masechtas Shabbos. Mar Chanukah. What is Chanukah? The Twin Rabbanan, the well-known story, B'chof Hai Bechislev, Yerim Et Chanukah Tamanya In. The 8 days of Chanukah, the Lul Mispat Behoin, you must make a Hespat, the Lul Esanus Behoin, you're not supposed to fast. Shek. When the Yevunim entered the Beis Hamikdash, Timi Kol Hashmanim Shbehechol. They were metame all the oil. Ikshagavra Malchus Beis Chashmonu V'Natzchem. When there was the Litzuchan of the Baruch Malchus Beis Chashmonu, Bolki they searched V'Lemotzi El Pach Erchot Shal Shema. They only found one jug of oil. Shoy Midrach B'Chasum Shal Kohen Gudel had the seal of the Kohen Gudel. L'Hoyer Boy El Hadak Ayem Erchot. There was only sufficient oil for one day. Nasa Boy Nes. Now it doesn't mention, but this Gemara seems to be, if we don't take the right context, a bit of a problem here. We start off, what's Chanukah? We talk about the whole, we hardly mention the Netzuchan HaMachumah. No, when they were Menatzeach, then there was a story with the Pach Shal Shema, which you all know the story, and they searched and they found and they lived for 8 days. So they were Chaveya, Yom Tovim B'Halal B'Dor. It doesn't say anything about the mitzvah of Hadukas Ner Chanukah, which to us, normally you think about Chanukah, the first thing is which strikes the mind is the mitzvah of Hadukas Ner Chanukah. It hardly mentions the Mechumah. Hardly, that's in passing. Ikhashe Gavro Malchus Beis Chashmonu V'Natzchem, which was a Kabbalah Ganes, it was Rabban Be'ad Miyatim, 13 people fighting tens or perhaps hundreds of thousands of people. That's sort of just ignored. Ikhashe Gavro Malchus Beis Chashmonu V'Natzchem, when they won the war, that's the whole story of the Pach Shal Shema, and it doesn't mention anything about lighting the menorah. It just says, Hallo Vidur, Rashi,
pardon? Common, what
they were Kaveya, doesn't say anything about Menorah. A Yom Tov, I think it's important to understand in what context this Baraisa goes. Ibarashi, Hocha Gosin, and Rashi adds, Asim Yom Tov, Mahal Vodur. So Rashi is Magia, Loish Asim Mamlucha. It's not a Yom Tov that you mustn't do Mamluchas. Shalalik Vayelik was Hal, Mamlucha, I miss him by Dur. And Rashi doesn't mention the Menorah. The answer is very pusher, but you have to understand the Mahalach of the Gemara. This is a Masechta, this is a Braisa in Masechta Tanis, which goes through the calendar of the year. Every Yom Tov and Tanis, what it is. Why was it established? So really, in Chanukah, there's two parts of it which we have to separate. Chanukah is a Yom Tov. And the reason of the Yom Tov is because of the Rabban Be'ad Miyatim. You'll notice in the Alanism also, we don't mention the Ness of the Menorah. When they went in, the Hedikin Neres Patsos Kachecho. Hedikin Neres. This can Ness from one Pach Shemen, 8 days. It's not mentioned there. This You have to sort these things out. There's two parts of Hanukkah. Obviously, they're connected. There's the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. The Yom Tov of Hanukkah was because of the Melchumah, which was Rabbi Liad Meyatim. Then there's the Ness, which happened in the Menorah. The Ness, which happened in the Menorah, did not make it into a Yom Tov. It's a Ness, which we have to commemorate through the light of the Menorah. Mesechta's Tanis, this Mesechta goes through the whole year, all the Yom Tov, the special days of Yom Tov. The days which you don't see Tachna, the days of Yom Tov, Tanaisim, and so on and so on. So my Chanukah is referring to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. It's not referring to the Ness of the Menorah. That's not the point. The Ness of the Menorah is separation. For the Ness of the Menorah, we have lighting the Menorah. That's for the Ness of the Yom Tov, we have Halal Vahidur. Like a Yom Tov, Halal Vahidur. A normal Yom Tov is not just Halal Vahidur, it's a Melucha also. This Yom Tov, they were not Kovea a Yom Tov for Issa Melucha, only for Halal Vahidur. It's a Yom Tov, slightly less than a normal Yom Tov. There's no din of Issa Melucha, only Halal Vahidur. But these are two separate issues. Of course they join together, connected. But these are Tzvayin Yunim. So my Chanukah is, as it goes through the dates of the year, this is my Chanukah is a price in the context of the dates from Nisan till Adar. Goes through the whole year, the calendar of the year. What is the Chanukah? So the Brayis explains, Chof HaKislev are the days of 8 days of Chanukah. And the Haluchas, you don't make a Hesped and you don't fast. Then the Brayis explains, what's the 8 days for? The Yom Tov of Chanukah really is because of the Netzuch and Amalchum of Rabban B'Yad Miyatim, that whole Indian. So why is it 8 days? Should be 1 day. But at the same time of Chanukah, there was a Ness in the Menorah, which for instead of 1 day, it's for 8 days. So Chazal B'Kovel, it should be 8 days instead of 1 day. So Shekhshenich Nasi, this price is explaining, we're not going into the din of lighting the Menorah, which is to commemorate the Ness which happened in the Menorah. We're explaining why are there 8 days of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah for the Netzuchna Malchubah. Because of the story which happened, it burned for 8 days, the whole thing, the whole story. So the Shulchan Aruch, they decided it's going to be a Yom Tov. Now we're not talking about Hadlokas HaMenorah. A Yom Tov. A Yom Tov is, normally a Yom Tov is Issa Melucha. Here the Yom Tov is limited to Halal Vahidur. That's nothing to do with the Menorah. It was extended to 8 days because it should correspond with the Ness of the Menorah. But the Yom Tov of Chanukah is for the Netzuchan HaMelchumah. And for that we don't like the Menorah. For that we have Halal and Adur, and normally there would also be Issa Melucha, but this Yom Tov is limited to Halal and Adur. So Rashi says, Asurim Yom Tovim. Why does the Brayis have to say Halal and Adur? Asurim Yom Tovim. This Masechta's time that just goes through the dates of the year, the prior year. It should say Asurim Yom Tovim. They made it to Yom Tov. So Rashi says the Brayis is explaining. If it would finish with those words Asurim Yom Tovim, you'd ask, then there should be Issa Melucha. A normal Yom Tov Issa Melucha. So the Brayis says, even though I've said Asum Yom Tovim, Asum Yom Tovim with a limitation, only the Gaba Halvador and not the Melucha. This is Pushup Shaf and Rashi. You have to learn the Gemara. So Rashi is just explaining why the Brayis had to add these two words, Halvador. It should stop with saying Asum Yom Tovim. These days are Yom Tov finished. So the Brayis explains, you shouldn't have a misunderstanding, Akasha. If it's Yom Tov, why is there no Issa Melucha? So Rashi, Yom Tovim, limited. This is Pushup Shaf and now, I'm going to go to another point. In the Sfurim, Sefer Yira, Sefer Chassidus, and so on, and many other places, lots of Mekoyles, Friedrich and Mekoyles, state as Chanukah is the Gemar of the Yom Menoruim. It was made this. The Ria Kudish state that the end of the Yom Menoruim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sikkos, which are obviously connected. Sikkos is connected, even though in our Chumash we don't see a direct connection of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sikkos. They seem to be two separate things, but certainly when you start looking in Chazal, you see a very close connection from Rosh Hashanah till Hashanah Rav and Shemini Atzeres, Sikkos, some of the. But the Sforim say that Chanukah is the Gemar of the Yom Tovim. What's Chanukah got to do with the Yom Tovim? Shtei Tufin, Sefer Bnei Binyamin, I'm on for base. The Bnei Sosa said that Bashomayim from Rosh Chodesh Elul, there's a Yudai Pshita Lekabel Shurim, the hand is stretched out, Kam Yuchel, till Chanukah. And the Tshiva finishes Chanukah. What's Chanukah got to do with Yom Nurun? So I'd like to explain one of the few Mahalchim in this, one of the Mahalchim. The Aras Lamash says this, raises a point, and he leaves it in open as a kasha. And he says, Kvod Hashem has to do it. I cannot explain the soidus behind all this. Pirim, with Divra HaTzoymus V'Zakusam, Yidin Tshiva, the 3 days of fasting, the Matcha Tzadik, the whole story of Pirim, with the Tshiva, till the Gzeira was butl. Chanukah, there was also a Gzeira, a few Gzeiras against Yidin, and the reason of the Gzeiras was because there was the Misyavnim, were Apikosim, who were mamish fighting Yiddishkeit. We know of the Chashmonuim, the Tzadikim. There was a Chayyik Tzadikim. Of course, the Chashmonuim basically were only 13 people, but there was a Tzibur was with them. But there was Misyavnim, who were Apikosim, and there was a Gzeira against the Yidin. Zukriya Savash, against the Emshis, we didn't find a Chazal that was a Psalazach from Shiva. There were a Tzoymus, the Akusim, which we find in Purim, we don't see it in Chanukah. Look there. Look in, it's in small letters in the third paragraph of base. Her emes ha'ikah. Her ikah nes shahoy b'chanukah. B'chol tzuras shaboy l'Yisrael. B'tzal Yisrael v'shuv el Hashem b'chol leid. There was the tshiva. B'yitzak el Hashem. They cried to Eibishter. B'yirachem alayim b'yishiyem. Av b'gulis antiyuchas yimach shamoy. Guli Yisrael b'oven ha'pritzim. There was a oven of pritzim people, Yishuim. Imal shinim ekadayma. Mesiyavnim. Behem pokri, below Shuvi Hashem Klal, there was no tshiva. We don't find that they did tshiva. I am speaking yes, from Goran, Kamerus, they did terrible things. Behem hoy siba, they were the cause that the Yevunim came to Yisrael. Behem loy Shuvi, they didn't do tshiva. Va'omdi b'medim kanoid. Va'adas chasidim shoya b'chatasiyu. Of course, there was a chayda klal Yisrael, chasidim, the Damatsuya Bernov. Hem lohoy ma'el ba'adas chatum. They weren't a part of the cause of the gzeilus. But on the other hand, there was a tzib of Rishuim, and they caused the gzeiros. V'im ken ein ze megeid de la yeshia el Yisro. Why should there be a yeshia? Rak, moir de gvoit from Rabbi Yonis Eibshitz. Hashem chos al amoy, the Eibshitz rachmunis on Klal Yisro, for yeshia mafile beli tshiva klal. There was no tshiva. V'ze hanes she keneged chok elikim. Normally, we know the schar v'oynish. If there was a gzeiros because people sinned, there should be some tshiva. There was no tshiva. But Kabyuchan Hashem lo yabes mishpat chalil. Don't get it wrong. The Eibshah will not do any protects as a thing. But all the shiur is so bleed shiva. Neged mishpat Hashem is against the laws which the Eibshah made. V'zeh beged erges nes gudol nifla sheyas Hashem dova built a shiva. The Eibshah give a yeshia without shiva. El kach lo yitin lechte. Therefore, there's no megillah of Chanukah. Ki Kabyuchan beged kvoyit elikim haste dovol. So also Hashem dova neged hanimus and lekis the mishpat Hashem. He leaves us with an open kasha. How come they sinned and there was no tshiva and the Eibshter made the such a yeshia? He doesn't give us the answer. So there are a few mahalchim to understand for our little seichel what it means. On the other hand, we do find that the chashmonuim, mebunah, and the tzaddikim afterwards they made gvalt gazachan and they were kaveh chanukah was a glorious simcha. There is a system, that's the right word, in Tshiva, not the normal system. The normal system is if people sin, they're oynish, after Tshiva, then they rectify it. The Talmud brings from Baal Shem Tov. Kael Nukumois Hashem. Kael is Hashem for Rachman. Nukumois is Nukuma, punishment. Hashem again is Rachman. It seems to be a bit of a mix up here. Kael. Hashem is Rachma in the middle of the Kumis. Zukta Baal Shem Tov. Sometimes, when the Eibishter sees a person sinned, instead of punishing him, if the person realizes he did wrong and he deserves a punishment, so the Eibishter gives him more and more and more reward, raises him on high, and the person feels so embarrassed that he sinned against the Eibishter, the Eibishter is doing so much good, that is machneh. What's the purpose of punishment? The purpose of punishment is the person should be machnir nichna against his yetzahara. A person can become nichna from the other side. He gets so much good, and he knows he doesn't deserve it. He feels he just can't take it. It's too much. That'll give him the chain tshiva. He won't doesn't need yesirim. So it's shayach, a person instead of getting punishment, he's punished to getting so much good. So this is pshat kayin nekumis Hashem. The Ayyubsha can give nekumis through rachman. If the person understands and gets the message, Zukta told us, Tatan of Hashem, it only works if the person gets the message. If the person sees Alice Boyle and Fine, the Boyle has given me a reward, most probably he's happy with me, he didn't get the message, then he needs the patch. But if you can achieve the same without giving patch, you give it through a good way, so certainly the Ayyubsha does that. That's one of the Walter Chasudim, which we find the Ayyubsha sometimes does, punishes in a way, the Nakuma through Rahman. If the person gets the message and understands. Because the tachlis of the punishment is only the person should better his ways. If he can better his ways through a good way, the ayyub shal chamud arachmim, he will do it in such a way. So Chanukah seems to be also the same thing. The Yid had such a yeshia after the problems with the head, and they came to Bet Mikdash, and they cleared it all up, and they had this ness of the menorah. This gave him such a feeling, why do we deserve it? We don't deserve it. We sinned, we were bad, and this is what Aibishter is giving us back. This gave him such a hachnut to Aibishter more than any other punishment can give in Shiva. And it's interesting how it's medieval in the words. Kael, we know that Rabbi Moshe has got a lot of names. This Shlosh Hashem B'Tesh Arachmem. Kael and Hashem. Kael is one of the Shlosh Hashem B'Tesh Arachmem. Hashem, put to many shittas also. Kael Nukuma is Hashem. The Nukuma here was through the shames of Kael Hashem. In B'nai Yisrael, which B'nai Yisrael is one of the main sfurim on Chanukah, if you want to really understand Chanukah, you have to learn B'nai Yisrael. Ezuk, Kail Hashem Bayu'aluni, Zuk, the Pederach Remez, there are Nin Vuv, 56 Neiros of Chanukah, seven, the Menorah. Menorah had seven Konim, and it burned for 8 days. So the Menorah in Bet Mikdash, the Nes was on 56 Neiros, 8 days of seven Neiros. Kail Hashem, the Tzvai Shemes of Kail Hashem, Vayuel, this lit up Le Nin Vuv, to the Nin Vuv. So it was a Kail Hashem which was the Shemes to which the Chanukah Ness happened. According to what we're saying now, it's very Medir. Kail Nukumas Hashem, it's also Kail Hashem. Kail Nukumas Hashem, Kail and Hashem are the Shemes which the Ayyubsha gives the Kumah through these two Shemes. So Kail Hashem, so this was the Ness of Chanukah that they had the Yeshia through this. According to this, we understand why Chazal were Kaveya, Halal Vahdua. The idea of Halal Vahdua is Haidua, a person is Moida. Haidua means thanks, it's thanking, and Haidua means we admit. We admit that we are receiving the Ayyubsha we don't deserve. Rashi says in Chumash, Hapam, Oides Hashem, Natalti Yoyse Mechelki. I've got four children, I'm only supposed to, according to the Cheshma, I should have three. It's Haidua is when we feel we receive more than we really deserve. So Chazal gave us a mitzvah of Halal Vidua because the wholeness was that because the Ayyubsha gave us so much good, that made us be nichna, that we shouldn't need punishments, and we were nichna to Ayyubsha, so the mitzvah taki is Halal Vidua. With that we can understand, Abyssal, there's a paleolithic medrash, Tor Shechamorach and Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. Hilchas Rosh Hashanah states that there's a mitzvah before Rosh Hashanah to have a haircut, and to wash, and to put on Yom Tov Dikra Begudim, where is such a nation like Yiddish folk? Where do you find such a thing like this? That this nation, they understand the character of Kavyuchal Leibishta. The person's got a din, a mishpat, he goes subdued, he wears black begudim, he doesn't cut his nails, his hair grows, and so on, because he's scared what's going to happen. Yisrael, Einem can. He didn't know, not worried, it's coming as sooner. Loifshin, the gunim, we wear white begudim. Im esatzim, the gunim, the galf, the tenu, we have a haircut. Im echat, it's a benem, we should cut our nails. Va'oichle, v'shoysen, simcha, smaychem, v'la sooner. Lefi she yoydin, shakadosh burcha, yas, lehem nes. Zip shot. For pelit, come on, tar. The Ayyubsha, if you didn't know, they got nothing to be worried about, Rosh Hashanah. The Ayyubsha make a nes. Now we know, Rosh Hashanah, Sifra Chaim, Sifra Meisim, Psichim Mufanu. Rosh Hashanah is a very serious day. Melech Ba Mishpat Yamad Ura. Mishpat is Nishka Chochmas. Yes, we have to shayfa, we have amtukas adin, and of course it's rachman badin, but it's a yom adin. Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of yom adin. We don't say halal because of the pachad of yom adin. So we have our ways to be mounted with even through shayfa and tefillin, tshiva and alazach. In those days, yidin are happy, they're sure because she yoyin, the Arabs are going to make a nest. What's a nest? In Mishpat there's no nest. According to what we're saying now, the Yaras Vashed says that the nest of Chanukah was that really there should have been a punishment, and the Arabs did. Kvod Hashem has to do it. He doesn't want to go into details how it happened. We explained, as much as we can understand, according to our little sugars, that instead of being punished in a bad way, we were given so much nisim that that gave us the same achievement as a punishment is supposed to achieve a person to do tshiva. We did tshiva through... So on Rosh Hashanah, could well be, that's the reason why the Gemar HaKhsim is Rosh Hashanah's Chanukah. Because Rosh Hashanah, if I'm saying, let's hope we all got the right Mi Yechye, Mi Yehusha, all the good things there. But nobody knows for sure. But one thing we do know, Chas V'Shulem, if it was Bashar to Rosh Hashanah, not to have the good things which we hope we deserve, maybe we didn't deserve it, the Eibishter won't immediately give a punishment. He'll draw it out till Chanukah. Chanukah is a time of Lachodis L'Halo. And if we understand and we appreciate that we should thank the Eibishter for all the things which we don't deserve, we can have our punishment in such a way. So it's Chas V'Shulem, it shouldn't be in the way of Mi Yumis or the Mi Yayuni. We can remain Chayim and Yerusha if we understand that through Hadur we can achieve the same. So it could be, this is Pshat, that Yidin we are sure that the Eibshe Yaseh Nes. Nes means the Nes Chanukah. He will punish us not in a way of Chas V'Shulam or Onchim. The punishment will be in a way of getting good things. And that's why it takes till Chanukah till all this can be achieved. It's getting late, those who need to go, I won't be belied if someone leaves. We started late, and I said that one of the things in Chanukah itself. You know, there's a halacha in Chanukah. If we forget our nisim, we don't bench again, we don't daven again. It's not ma'akot. But halacha states that if we forget our nisim, so when at the end of benching, after Bamurim, where we say Rachman, he is a kindly Mashiach, we should say Rachman, ya salun, and nisim, kumosh, asisal, absan, yom, hem, is banazi. This state in Halucha. In the Mishmeriyah says the same thing applies by Shmonesra. If one forgets Al Nisim, at El Kain Nitzah, you should say Yerutzin there. In Benjamin, we say Rachman. There you say Yerutzin, Shetasal and Nisim, Poish, Sisal of Saini, remember to you and the whole. Frek the Tzvi Shah of Walter Kashan. If you say Al Nisim in the right place, it's a Hidur. Noid Alachu, Al Nisim. Moid Amanach Nilach, Al Nisim. Hidur. That's Hal is Chanek is Hal Hidur. If you say it afterwards, Harachman, it's a tefillah. You're asking Harachman, the Yasal, and the Nisim. The Gemara says one is not allowed to ask for a Nis. The Arabs can make a Nis, no question about it, but we're not allowed to be mispal for Nisim. The Gemara in Baruchus, the Samach, one is not allowed to be mispal for Nisim. We can only be mispal for Derech HaTeva. This is the Kashif in Tevias Shah. There are many answers. I've seen three basic answers. One answer is that if we're asking for Nisim, for Kvod Shomayim, we're allowed to. A person may not ask for a personal ness. Personally, we have to ask for Derech HaTeva. But for Kvod Shemayim, we're allowed to ask. We can ask for a ness. That's one answer. Another answer I saw, that if you're asking for Klal Yisroel, you're allowed to. The Gemara maybe is only referring to a Yuchid. But for Klal Yisroel, should be nesim, make me up. A third answer, and this is a very, very, nagay all of us, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nachmanson, the Shoel Meishev, says, that even though one mustn't ask for nisim, the reason is because we can't ask, we have no right to ask Aaron Bernstein to change the Seder which he made in the world. The sun goes up in Mizrach, goes down in Amarev, that's the Seder he wants. We're not allowed to ask for Shini HaTeva. But in the days of Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, and one day of Purim, it's a Zman which is Mesigel for nisim, and the Rebbe Shem has in the Teva made its time of nisim, and those days we're allowed to ask for nisim. So these days, somebody needs an S, now's the time, we're allowed to ask for a listen. That's the Rabbi Yisrael said, not a good answer. So the Satmar Zohan Bruchah says that it's very medieval in the Nisach of Allah Nisim. In Allah Nisim, we say, Elochu osis Hashem gudol v'kudsh ba'alamecho, l'am chsul osis Hashem gudol l'fiyot m'kha yamazeh. So it's Elochu osis Hashem gudol v'kudsh ba'alamecho. It's asking for Kvod Shemaim. For Kvod Shemaim, you can ask for Nisim. L'am chsul osis Hashem gudol, it's for Klal Yisrael. These days, we'll ask for nisim. Normally, we shouldn't, but on these days, because it's mesigel for nisim, that in the days itself, we're allowed to ask for nisim. So, halacha l'maaseh, you brought up Yosef Shalom, not one of the greatest pasuk of 200 years ago, and he gives us the okay that we're allowed to be mispowel for nisim. Let's finish off with the words. This week said Hagur's Malta, this is a Shoinim. The Shlok, which brings from Hagur's Malta. The Chanukah Noam, come out every year, is in Parsh Miketz. So that's Simon. Here in the Ketz in the Sahim, actually the Medish actually also says, Ketz Som Lachoshech, refers to Chanukah. But he brings a name as Shunosayim Smoil Ne'er Tadlik Yemin Meziza. The Gemara says, you come in the house, on the right side you've got the mezuzah, the left side you've got the chanukah menorah, balbus be'emtzah with the talis. It's shnesayim, it's shetev, it's smor, ne'er, tadlik, min mezuzah. Somebody once asked the chadish of him, the eshtagar Rebbe, we know that all mitzvahs have to be bimin. Every, even giving tzedukah, ideally one should do with the right hand. We tefillin, we use the right hand. With the right hand we put on tefillin. Everything should be yamin. Yamin is rachamim, it's mal, is gevira. So why is Chanukah different than all mitzvahs? Chanukah is small. The Gemara says, should be mesivah b'mitzvahs. You come to the house, you've got the right side of the mezuzah, the left side of the Chanukah, you're arim gulim mitzvahs. But sof kol sof, we end up with a menorah, which is smol. We know all mitzvahs should be yamin. So the Chiddush Elim answered a rather strange answer. He said, the menorah is on the right of going out of the house. The mezuzah is the right going in, and the menorah is the right going out. What does it mean? Every right, if you turn the other way around, is forget. You know, this is a... Zugnum Afoshim, Gavaltika Perish, Pshat. You look at Sikali Yisoyid. What is menorah, and what is mezuzah? Mezuzah, as the Rambam says, kol ha'bayis nishma ba'avira. Avada, we have to do the mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah. But the skill of the mitzvah, that the Rambam, shechnuch v'et kebring, kol ha'bayis nishma ba'avira. And you come in the house, shemai yasur l'shem alakhan l'shem echad, it's a shmira for the whole house. And it's well known that, in halucha v'et kebring tafila, that any problem which a person has, the first thing is boit the mezuzah. So it's a push of the zach. Is the mezuzah the shmira for the house? The koyach of menorah, the skill of menorah, Simon this, of course, is to be machnia the chitzoinim. The matam asura, the Gemara says in Masech the Sikha, the shchina is nish yored the matam asura. The menorah should be the matam asura. Pesach beisim a bechitz outside. At night, which is a zman of dinim, the day is hagad baboyke chazdecho, and banacht is a zman from dinim. The koyach of the menorah is to be doicha the chitzoinim. Doicha the koyach of the chitzoinim. So that's what the Chiddush Elim means. It's the right on the way out. Because the purpose of the menorah is in Rosen, the Chitzoinim, outside, it's called in Zerkut, it's called Alma de Prida, the Shisarabim. That's where the Chitzoinim are. So the mezuzah is the Shmira for the house, it's the right on the way in. And the menorah is the right on the way out, this can steal. So I heard, I think the name of the Bhushar, but it was like Gavalta Gazach, Zia Shain Pshat. The Gemara calls it Smoil Saf Pasaf. Shanasayim, yes? Smoil Ne Tadlik, Yemin Mezuzah. The Yemin is the Mezuzah, the Yemin, Chanukah is the Smoil. So Kim Tachadish Elim Zot, it's the Smoil, but really it's the Yemin of the street. As we explained, it's the Yemin. The Gemara said, Zot, Asher Kedushuni B'Mitzvoyis Tzavuni Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Where's Kedushuni B'Mitzvoyis Tzavuni? It's one of the seven mitzvahs Rabbonah, and it's the last, the seventh of mitzvahs Rabbonah is Chanukah. It's not Kedushuni B'Mitzvoyis Tzavuni, Haychan Tzavuni. Gemara reflect the Kasha. And for the Gemara, but I said, Loi Susi, and the Torah said, you have to listen to Chachom. It's Takad Rabbuna. Every Rabbunan is doing Lai Susis. You mustn't go against Rabbun. Who stayed in Pusik? Lai Susim Kalashayimir, Yumin is Smoil. Zum Chazal, what is Yumin Smoil? Don't turn right or left. Afila Oimelachu, Al Smoil, Shayimir, you have to listen to him. The Chazal say you're supposed to put the menorah on the Smoil. Kim Tachdish Alim, and Zuk, this is the Yemin, the Yemin of the way out. Afila Oimelachu, Smoil, Shayimir, if they say that smoil is yamin, you have to listen to them. So this explains that. And so my father added, Rashi says, on the Chumash, Pash B'Shalach, Yemin Hashem Nedir Bakayach, Yemin Hashem Teratz Oyev. It's a kasha. Yemin Hashem neduri bakoyach. Yemin is rachman neduri bakoyach. Tiratz oyev ogadav shnei smoil. The yemin doiches yemin makareva small doich. It should say smoil Hashem tiratz oyev. Rashi also says kasha. What we say now is a good effort. Yemin Hashem neduri bakoyach is the mezuzah the yemin which gives us the koyach in the house, the positive side of it. Yemin Hashem tiratz oyev is the mezuzah which is the noiga. Which is Bismoil, but it's also called Yemin, as the Chiddush Aleihem says, it's the Yemin of the street, it's Yemin Cha Hashem, Terat Soyev. That is to be Doiche, the Chitzayin Medros. I have shown this as Doiche, but
you
may have his man as it,
you put the
Menorah
on the other side.
Also
there. That can't be
a Shrein now. Right. That we leave to you answer, for you to answer. That this is a, it should be Mitzvah, but Mitzvah.
Well, the price is only the trap.
Thank you. Thank you.